Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, Ollie, you've tried to be clever, but you've written aromantic, which looks like aromatic, so you lose.
No, I think that's a word.
Great point, Ollie. Thanks for making it. I really appreciate it. Okay, yeah, no, great point. Thank you, Ollie. I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that.
Now I've said it out loud, I'm not sure that Jack Black thing's true anyway, but you know, we're raising an interesting talking point.
I think you're thinking of Janine Garofalo.
No, why would I confuse those two?
Because she's asexual.
Is she?
Yep.
I thought she was gay.
No, she's asexual. Let's go to Sally. Good evening, Sally.
Hello, don't start bringing me into it. I haven't hexed anybody.
Well, hang on a minute, what are you talking about? We're sat here talking about Janine Garofalo.
You caused a whole lot of trouble earlier on, Sally, so if I hear that...
I didn't mean to.
If I hear that smoke alarm...
I heard it already. I've heard it already.
Right, OK. If I was a witch, don't you think I would have sorted my smoke alarm out by
you
now?
You can never sort your own stuff out. I've seen films.
And as for hexes, if anybody puts a hex on you, they get it back worse later.
Yeah, but someone just tweeted us, don't worry about the hex. The person that did it will get it back on themselves times three. Well,
yeah.
So what? That doesn't stop us having a hex on us. That doesn't alleviate our problem.
Just say, pack it in, bugger off, and it'll be done. Done, sorted.
I don't know.
Yeah, go on, give it a go.
No, I also let's from now until the rest of the show, let's keep the language family friendly. I really want to make my language better, and it's a constant thing. In the last couple of years, I've been really keep coming back to the thought, and I just can't do it. I've got a very potty mouth.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
and I need to up my game. I need to up my game. I don't want to do a swear jar because that's for dickheads. See, you see, there you go. I just can't stop. So I let between now and Paul Ross. Let's make it a curse-free zone. There was a double there. A CFZ. CFZ is what we're gonna try and do. So, okay. But you can't just tell a curse to go away. It don't work like that.
Yeah, just do it. I've done things like that. Just go away and nothing. That's it. It's gone.
Go on, Cathy Trapp.
That'll do, hex wise. Thanks very much.
Okay, still no calls of note. Still no vibe. Nobody but vibe vampires.
Hang on, what do you mean no calls of note? I'm phoning.
What do you hate me?
I don't.
I can. All right, so I won't. I'll do. All right, okay. I won't.
What do you hate me?
Oh God, don't.
Okay.
What do you hate me?
No, that's worse.
What do you hate me?
Just don't play it all together.
Okay, hang on a minute. All right, I won't play it all together. Whoa, that is terrifying.
You know he's going to phone up sooner or later.
Oh, he sent me some emails last night, which I retweeted one of them, and I thought, yeah, do you know what? Let's let him get on with his with his life of blaming other people for his problems.
He was doing so well, too.
He was. But here's the thing, right? And I wish him the best of luck with his sobriety. Of course I do.
Yeah.
Of course I do. He cannot pin... I think he's implying in the emails Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but because we made a joke on the show when he came on, as we often do when we see a caller, we'll go to the caller and we'll say something a little bit rude about them. I will say something a little bit rude about them. And I said, speaking of hanging, here's someone I'd hang. It's Alistair. Obviously a joke. I'm not going to hang the guy. I wouldn't hang him. I would poison him. Joke. It's a joke, right? Obviously it's a joke, right? The implication seems to be that comment is what caused him to pick up the booze again. No, it ain't. It's not. And I'm really confident in the fact that it's not. What causes anyone, he said, moving away from the specific, what causes anyone to pick up the booze again is that person, is them, is themselves. What caused me to pick up the drugs again was me. It was me. It was the disease, but it was ultimately is me. And I would blame it. I could blame it on my mum. I could blame it on Kath. I could blame it on work. Whatever. It's me. There's no reason apart from me. So that's his reason. And I wish him the very best of luck. But also, we don't have to take his abuse. You know, we don't.
No.
His abuse is not his. And give it back to him.
Yeah. Well, I had to have a go at my mum yesterday.
Oh, hang on. Sorry. I pressed the wrong button. Go on. What happened?
Well, I had to have a go at her yesterday because she did something that was quite, I thought was really, really shitty of her.
Okay. Well, come on. What did we say about raising our language, gang?
You're talking about you. But
no, all of us. Come on.
Okay. She posted something on Facebook having a go at people because they hadn't supported her as much as she'd have hoped.
Oh.
And then posted a picture of a bottle of Teachers.
There you go.
And a glass.
There we go.
And I just said to her, you can't do that to people, you know, just because they haven't supported you as much as you'd like to think. Maybe they've got their own stuff going on, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but also,
classy move doing it on Facebook.
No, but also,
exactly.
Fair play for calling her out. But she can do that if she wants. She can post that picture if she wants. Here's the thing: we're powerless over people, places, and things. And if that's what she wants to do, you can call her out and say that. Do you know what? That's not a great thing, and this is what I think. But that's what she chooses to do. Then that's what she chooses to do. You know, we're not responsible for the actions that these people decide to take, and the sooner the addicts and alcoholics and people, you know, realize that I am responsible for my own actions, they are responsible for their own actions, then that's it. They're taking this. I don't know what I'm saying. Sally, say hello to Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, darling. Were you listening last night?
I was, and I felt really, really sorry for you. Have you managed not to today?
Oh God, yes. It was never sort of every day. I mean, sometimes we'd leave it for weeks, but I just
2 weeks,
Catherine,
huh?
Catherine, longer than that. But Catherine gave me
weeks.
Some. Is Catherine listening?
I am.
You said 2 weeks.
Catherine, it's more than that. Stop it, Ian.
You said 2 weeks.
Up.
I can only go by what you
it's
say.
Been more than that.
Well,
stop
you
making me shout.
You said two. I'm not making you do anything. You're making yourself shout. Because you're getting things wrong.
Let's all take a deep breath. Come on. We're all friends.
No.
Nice and deep, Susan. Nice and deep.
Yes, all right. Oh. No, where's that young lady gone?
I'm here. You're all right.
Thank you, sweetheart. Yeah, thank you, sweetheart.
Notice nobody thought she meant Catherine.
Catherine gave me some very good advice. She was really clever, and she said, don't say to yourself, right, I'm never going to do it again. Just try and be strong. And if I meet him again, just say to myself, not today. I won't do it today.
Yeah.
And just wean it off gradually, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wean it off gradually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wean it off gradually.
Wean my dependency off it. I didn't feel like it today at all.
No.
I haven't felt like it for a few days.
No. I mean, I'm having the same problem.
Really?
Same problem. I'm trying.
What, same bloke?
Not the same bloke. Well, I hope not.
No. Well, it could. You never know. No.
Yeah. Just trying to stop myself from.
Do you feel that it's a bit of an addiction with you, with this man? You know, a sexual addiction.
Not a sexual addiction. No. I don't think so much of an addiction because he might be listening right now. God.
Do you just like him as a person? Do you like him as a person?
If I was to be honest with you, I would say I'm probably in love with him. So.
Oh God. Yeah.
I'm struggling not to text him or anything. So.
I know.
But it's been 6 weeks.
Awful,
I'm doing well.
You are doing well. That's very, very... When you're emotionally involved, it's so hard.
I know, it is
hard. You know,
hard.
The love is it's just... So hard.
He's naughty, isn't he?
Not as naughty as Susan.
Well, have you tried popping to Anne Summers or something and getting some sort of vibrator or something? Maybe that will help you.
I've got one, darling, but I tell you, the best thing is for me to just...
She's smoothed off the edges.
I walked off. I'm not going to talk to you, Ian. You're just being horrible.
Ignore
him. I will. Catherine, thank God we've got Catherine.
Yeah,
she's the same
one,
you know?
Yeah, she's good at advice.
Good for you, Catherine. Well done. Well done, sisters. Sisters are doing it for themselves, except they're not. They're relying on brothers.
Are you getting a hard on, Ian?
Sorry? Sorry?
Are you getting hard?
No, I need attractive women for that.
Oh, now, come on.
We're all attractive. Oh. How do you know we're not?
I can tell by the voice. I can tell by the voice.
Oh, no.
It's a very annoying, unerotic voice.
Oh, no. What, my voice?
Yeah, too nasally for me.
Yeah, I'm nasal. I've got problems with my nose at the moment.
Yeah, I could fix it, but not interested.
Yes, but that... You never judge a book by its cover.
Well, it's not by its cover. It's by the audiobook, and I don't like it.
Fair enough. Each to their own.
Not that it matters, Susan, because you're a beautiful soul, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But just out of interest, so I can get a picture in my mind.
Yes.
Which actress would play you in a movie... of your life?
Everybody says that on looks I look like Cherry Lungi.
Oh.
And I don't like Cherry Lungi. I don't like
Which
her.
Which one's that?
The manageress.
Yeah.
Jinx. Catherine Boyle.
Right. Okay.
And also Kate Bush, when she was younger, she's put a bit of weight on now. Kate Bush.
Have you got flowing dark hair?
Kate Bush and Sherry London, very similar.
It's not as long now, I've cut it a bit, but it's dark. I haven't gone grey or anything.
And on your head?
Oh.
Stop it!
Very personal.
I know. I think I'll send Ian and Catherine a picture of my fufu and then it will settle them, won't it?
I've got a fufu of my own I can look at whenever I like, but you, good for you.
I will. And it'll stop him, won't it? It'll
stop him something.
You really don't have to. You really
we
don't
want any unsolicited V-picks.
No.
Am I talking to Sally? Are you Sally, darling?
No, I'm Ian Lee. Nice to meet you. Hello.
No, I want this young lady to name. I'm terrible with names. Is it Sally?
Terrible
it
with lots of things.
Sally, yes.
Sorry, there you are. I've got something right. Oh. Now, isn't she lovely? Isn't she nice? I think you're lovely, yes.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice of you to say. I think you're lovely,
so
too.
So when do you think you're going to be in the Hall of Mirrors again?
Oh, no.
Not today.
No, I don't ever want to go in there. I should never have gone in. I knew him a few years ago. I had a fling with him and I pulled out because he was so horrible.
You pulled out? I'm confused.
Yeah, I did.
What exactly were the two of you doing? What were you wearing? You pulled out?
Yes.
How did you do that? Were you wearing a...
Stop.
I was wearing... He asked me to go along to him and would I wear... I've never done this before. He said, would you wear fishnet stockings?
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, me too.
And keep... What did you think I was going to say?
I can't say it on the radio.
Can't say
fish.
It, no. Can't say it.
Fish. Net stockings.
Anyway, so he asked you to dress up or dress down.
Yes, and dress up, and I put these things on. And I thought, why am I doing this? I've never done this before. It's just making me feel... It's just, basically, Sally, the only thing it's ever been is erotic and lust.
Yep.
That's all it was.
Has he got, like, mirrors all around the room?
Well, yes, he has. And I've been told, someone who knows him thinks he's got a video video camera.
What, and his video? I know.
Because he's got loads of women in there, hasn't he? In and out. Videos himself doing it with all these girls.
Dirty boy. That's not pleasant.
Seriously, Sally.
He might have done it with you, though.
Oh, no. Oh, I know. Well, he's got a picture of my business area on his phone.
What, your office?
No, on his phone.
But he came to where you work and took a picture of your desk.
I haven't got an office.
You said your business area. Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm being very slow on the uptake.
Foo-foo.
Unlike him. Yes.
The foo-foo.
Yeah, I call it Mary. I think that's a nicer one. Yeah.
Mary, do you prefer that to foo-foo?
Yeah, I was referred to it as my Mary.
All right, okay. Well, apparently it is Elizabethan times, so they called it a hinny.
Oh, a hinny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hinny. I think it's HINNY in Elizabethan times. Yeah.
Isn't that what Geordies call you if they're being nice?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I don't know any Geordies.
Oh. Thank God.
Thank God.
Well, they'd be calling you that all the time. You'd be quite offended.
Well, Susan, it's Sally. It's always great to talk.
Yeah.
And
Ian's getting bored, and he wants to blow us out.
I want to what?
Now, if I blow you out,
who's going to pull out? You or me? You're mixing up. The genders.
Well, you're going to pull out, aren't you? Because you want to blow us out.
Okay.
If I pull out, will you blow us out?
Could we all withdraw at the same time? Would that be all right? Let's do that.
Yeah.
As friends.
So on the count of three, we're all going to pull out, okay? And is anyone getting blown out? Susan, are you going to blow anyone out tonight?
Not today.
Okay. So at the count of three, we're all going to pull out and put our phones down. Ready?
Thank you.
Okay.
Ready, Susan?
Three, two, one. Bang.
You've got to put your phones down.
No one pulled out.
No one pulled out. We're all in. We're still in.
That's a mean trick.
We are still in. We're locked in.
You can't do that. You can't say you're going to pull out and then leave it in.
We're like pigs.
Yeah, that is a bit strange.
I don't want to go off the phone because I've only got to go to bed and I'm bored. I want you to talk to me.
Well, I'm not allowed to talk to you.
What do you mean you're not allowed to talk to me? Why?
You keep telling me to shut up.
Well, you keep being rude.
I'm not rude.
I only said it twice.
Is that all? Gosh.
Well.
Okay. Well, Susan, nice talking to you. Bye.
Bye.
Sally, thanks very much.
Bye.
Catherine, can I cut you off if I click this?
No.
Balls.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered night talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Even more unstructured than usual this evening. I've got a blank bit of paper with nothing on it. I just feel like I need to kind of challenge myself a bit more. So that's why we played Revolution Number 9 from that great double album from 50 years ago, The Beatles. So we played that the other day, and that's why I've come in with nothing. Just to, I need to. 0344. What's wrong?
I've just seen a story.
Oh.
Do you want to go on? Give me the number.
Should I take this call first?
Oh, this will keep.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, Dion.
Good evening, Ian and Catherine.
Good evening, Dion. How are you this evening?
Why are you talking like that?
We're doing your voice.
Oh, sorry, I've had a long day.
That's right. What?
Yeah, why is it? At the weekend, I had an old girlfriend come round.
Yes, of course you did.
How old?
How old is she, or how old?
You said she was an old girlfriend.
Probably, I don't know, about 5...
What?
6, 7 years ago.
Oh, thank God for that, man!
Right, yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
She stayed over the weekend. We slept together.
Beautiful.
You don't have to have sex. She's a friend. Why can't people sleep with someone without thinking about getting your leg over?
What, in the same bed?
Yeah.
Well, it can be done. I have done it when I was a student, but I did this. Get this right. So I was arguing with this girl saying, look, but friends can sleep in the same bed and it not be a sexual thing. She's like, no, it can't. I said, yes, of course they can. She goes, no. She said, all right, well, fine, come and do it then. Come and sleep in mine tonight. I was like, fine, do it. So I went there and I slept there. And we didn't have sex. And then, like, years later, I went, oh, no, she wanted to sleep. She wanted to have sex with me.
She probably didn't.
No, she did. Oh. There were so many signs. There were so many signs that I didn't pick up on. This was, like, 25 years ago. And about 10 years later, it was like, oh, no.
Yeah, I did that a few times as well. But there was... There's probably a little vibe there, but...
No, this one was a there was a vibe. But people can, Dion. We're not all... fact that you have to mention sex proves that you thought about having it off with her.
No, I didn't. That was the thing.
You brought it up, not me.
No, it was just the caller before. All she was talking about was sex and things.
Well, yeah, because they've got nothing else in common. She doesn't like him.
Yeah, I know, but you can actually sleep with someone the opposite sex or the same sex. And, you know, you just lie there, have a chat, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a rabbit, listen to you lot on the radio.
Yes, yeah. Right!
But what you're talking about there is sort of intimacy, isn't it?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
No, that's not...
It's togetherness.
Togetherness, okay, yeah, it's different from intimacy.
Yeah, but in the past, we have had sex.
You've had it off, yeah?
Well, yeah, we were an item, but... I'd seen her for a couple of years and she came over and just relaxed. It was nice. And
why are you telling us? You seem... Could you not... Was there an issue?
No.
What, then you seem very keen to tell us you didn't have sex with a woman.
Yes, because...
Why are you so keen? I didn't have sex with a woman yesterday.
Yeah, but she probably wasn't in the same bed as you.
She wasn't there. It doesn't exist.
Well, there you go, then. But all I was saying is you can go to bed with the opposite sex and it doesn't mean you have to have sex.
Okay.
Why can't you just be friends and have a chat and listen to radio or something?
No one said you can't. You're the one saying that it's difficult.
We're talking about two different things. Susan's talking about a relationship that really is only based on sex and she knows that it's no good for her. You're talking about something that sounds... like it's the other end of the spectrum.
That's why I called.
Yeah.
But you don't have to. I mean, if it happened, it would have happened. But, you know, I didn't want to start sticking my arms around her, and she didn't want to do that to me because it would have been uncomfortable.
Yeah. So let me get this. Let me clarify one thing, Dion.
Go on, then.
Did you have it off with her or not?
No.
Fine. That's fine. That's absolutely great. Then cool.
And we left. She left Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
Still good friends.
And you had a little jostle when she'd gone?
God.
To relieve. Otherwise, it can be very painful for a gentleman. Did you have a little jostle?
I'll just give her a peck on the cheek.
No, but after she'd gone.
Do you mean, did I have a jail? No, I didn't.
Okay. Okay, I'm just noticing to get angry. I'm just trying to clarify.
Did you have to be rude?
I didn't use Cockney rhyming slang.
Right.
I didn't use disgusting Cockney rhyming slang. I used a medical Latin term.
And I phoned her up today, asked her if she was okay. She said, thank you. She said, thank you for a lovely weekend.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. I'm so proud of you, Dion.
There you go.
You're learning.
There you go, anyway.
Yep, there you go. Okay.
But it is. Maybe next time.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, Dion! This is it! So you wanted to?
No, I didn't.
But you want to next time?
Maybe.
I said maybe.
So you want to have sexual intercourse with her?
Pardon?
You want to have sex? Why have you got to be so base? You want to have sexual intercourse with this woman, this creature, this lovely creature?
No, I don't.
You don't. But you might have sex with her next time. But you don't want to have sex with her.
It depends on. It depends on the evening.
What, Thursdays? Are they best for doing it?
No, it depends on the atmosphere. We were just having a good laugh.
Yeah, okay.
A good time.
But and there is a chance that you might. But why can't people be friends with people of the opposite sex? And intercourse always has to rear its ugly head. Why is that the case? Why can't a man be friends with a woman and the talk of sex not even arise, Dion? What you're doing is wrong. It's perverted. It's dirty.
Yeah, it is. I mean,
I've got male friends I've not done it with, and I've slept.
So what's your problem, Dion? You can't control yourself, man.
Ian.
Hello?
You're just saying things to make me say things.
Well, yeah, that's conversation.
It's called the radio.
It's conversation.
No,
I say things to make you say things.
But honestly, she's just a good friend.
That you might have sex with next time you meet her.
But I very much doubt it.
Thanks very much for your call, Dion. Well, we got a real glimpse into Dion's weird life. Weird fantasy world.
But just to clarify, you don't have to.
Lucy, Peter, stay there. I'm looking forward to speaking to you guys so, so much. I cannot wait. Lucy's going to be first. Then it's going to be Peter. I believe he's in Australia. This show is going truly international. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Okay. We're going to take calls straight to air. If you want to get it on with Lucy, 03444991000. Lucy, I've got to be honest, the switchboard has not is not lit up.
Oh.
But maybe, no, but maybe they need to know a little bit more about yourself. So why don't you sell yourself? I don't mean like that. I don't mean
what anything. Would you like to know?
Well, tell us about yourself. What books, what movies do you like? Are you loyal? Do you have a favourite position? What can you bring to a relationship that will tempt my callers to ring in, Lucy?
Well, I'm not sure, really. Right now I have three doggies on my bed.
Okay.
I've travelled most of the world.
Yep.
I'm adventurous.
Okay, now we're getting interesting. Now we're getting interesting.
And here we go. What's the word?
Drunk.
Sorry?
No, you're looking for a word.
I was looking for a word.
Okay.
The word is spontaneous.
Is the word... I know, we all get the irony of that.
No, the word is spontaneous.
034, and you said it... So, 0344 499 1000. Could the word be Gatford?
Gatford?
Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. TK.
Have you got anything against people with only nine toes?
No.
Excellent.
Do you speak Hindi?
Do I speak, pardon, sorry, Hindi? No, but I can learn. Be fun for me to learn with you. I'm open to new experiences and new things.
TK.
Pardon?
TK.
Okay, he was boring me. 03444991000. Let's try this one. Line three, you're through to Lucy.
Oh, it's a piggy. Hi. Hello, piggy. Oh, he's lovely, John.
No, you can do better than that. 03444. You can. You're a beautiful.
I am
spirit.
Beautiful,
you're a beautiful spirit. I don't know that, but I know you're a beautiful spirit. I like your spirit.
Thank you.
03444991000. Catherine, you were about to say something.
I just found it very interesting to hear Gatford's sexy voice.
Isn't it?
Is that what that was?
I think that's what he was doing.
Oh.
Did you notice?
Oh, I thought that was just like a horrible, creepy voice.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Well, here's the thing. We're not getting many phone calls, Lucy. And that, don't take it personally. Like I say, you're a beautiful spirit. And I wonder if it's because people nowadays, they get their encounters via apps. Maybe we need to put you on an app.
I don't want to go on an app.
Well, I think you might be single then, because I think everybody in 2018, and we're nearly 2019, everybody gets... if anyone wants to call in, we've got Lucy for a couple more minutes, 03444991000. Everybody gets their action on an app. Oh, Lucy, say hello to Nigel.
Hello, Nigel.
Lucy, I've just rung up to
offer
my services as a professional news photographer to do the news pictures of you and your intended once you meet him. And, of course, maybe Ian can be the best man.
That would be fabulous.
I can just do the photos. We'd have a nice magazine script. What do you think, Ian? Good idea?
We're not getting any phone calls, Nigel. There's not going to be a wedding.
I thought it was Nigel from Maidstone.
No, God, no.
Can you get him to call me up? I'd love to meet him.
With the best will in the world, you're too old for him.
He doesn't listen.
Okay.
He doesn't listen to the show.
How old I am?
Well, it's not your... we know that you're not 16. So,
no.
Say hello to line three, Lucy.
Hi, line three. Hello.
Good evening, Lucy.
Good evening.
How are you?
TK.
How are you?
TK.
You've travelled all over India, haven't you?
I love India, yes. Happy Diwali.
I do too, but I've never been there, so I'm looking to go there this year, later in December. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you into spirituality? Are you?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
You are.
I am spirituality,
my friend. I'm into smudging.
Oh, smudging all the time, my friend. I've got white sage coming out of my ears.
Same here.
Seriously.
I've always got a good couple of sticks of it here, yeah?
Yeah, I love a stick of sage.
Oh, wow. And where do you live?
Teddington.
I don't know. I'm in Hampshire.
Not by choice, actually. I plan to move to a beautiful little island called La Gomera, which is a tiny Canarian island.
Canarian.
Beautiful, beautiful, tiny little island that no one's ever heard of before. But now the Brexit thing's happening, I don't think it's going to be possible. I'm supposed to be taking my three dogs there to start a little chai stall there, but I don't think it's going to happen now.
I love chai. I used to do chai around fires.
Sorry?
I used to make chai. I used to take a little urn to a little group fire. And between myself and my friend, we used to make lovely, lovely chai.
That's beautiful. Would you like to come and make chai with me?
Can I interrupt?
No, you can't.
Well, I just want to ask one question.
We're having a chai conversation.
Dreamweaver.
Hello.
Dreamweaver, hi.
Don't you have a partner?
Hi. Hi, Kate.
Oh, that's not on.
I don't. No, I don't anymore. She's got serious problems, and we've separated. She's into alcohol a lot.
I'm sorry to hear that.
She tried to throw herself in front of something the other day, and it was too much for me to handle. So I've had to sort of walk away. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, I step back. I apologise. I step back. I step back, and I let you two carry on and get sexy with each other. Sexy time now.
No.
Are we going to arrange to go to the studio and smudge? Sorry.
Yeah, you're not coming
here. Do you smoke an e-cigarette?
I don't smoke an e-cigarette. I don't smoke any tobacco.
Like, phenomenon. I wonder if anyone else has experienced it with a vapor. When you take a puff, it turns the radio off.
Wow, it's
electronic, isn't it?
We could be in the rare situation of Dreamweaver backing away here.
Yeah.
It's Dreamweaving. Yeah. I'd love to meet you, Dreamweaver. Yeah. Where do you live?
I live in Hampshire.
Okay. So you're a spiritual kind of guy, are you?
My hometown is Glastonbury. I come from Glastonbury, but I'm living in Hampshire, so, yeah.
Okay. You don't sound as keen all of a sudden, Dreamweaver, because I'm getting the vibe that she's up for meeting you, and you're now kind of backing away from it.
He's backing off.
I don't know where it is she lives. Whereabouts is it? You told me, but whereabouts is it?
She told you twice.
Well, where I live's not really important. It's really who I am, isn't it?
Yes, but we have to meet up.
Well, this is what I'm thinking, Ian should start something. It's the late night alternative.
We've started it! Like... This is it! We're doing it! We've got you, Dreamweaver! And he's suddenly not interested!
Oh, dear. Really?
I'm very interested. I'm very interested in meeting up. Well, the stuff I heard you talk about
Dreamweaver. What's your real name, Dreamweaver?
That is my name.
What's your birthday? What star sign are you?
Here we go.
I'm a Sagittarius. Come on. Capricorn. I'm on the cusp. I'm a Sagittarius.
Go the cusp. What cusp are you on, Dreamweaver?
I'm born on the winter solstice.
Are you now? Well, my birthday's 9/11. Or the 11th of September.
That's my youngest son's date of birth.
Is it? Yeah, here we go. And my name's Lucy and I love acid.
You love for acid?
Yes.
Oh God, right, okay.
Well, that's a game changer.
The last three digits on my passport are 999. How cool is that?
When you're talking acid, are you talking LSD?
We're talking here.
Okay. Well, you guys, I'm going to put you on the same line as each other. If I do that.
Excellent.
There you go. You're on the same... how do I get you?
Wavelength.
No, well, yeah, probably. Right, you should be able to hear each other now. Yes?
He's joking.
No, talk to each other.
Hi.
Oh, no, hang on, Dreamweaver. Hang on. Stay there. Well, hang on a minute. Right. Dreamweaver, say hello now.
Hi.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
Turn their fader down, Sam. When did that change? They used to be able to. Right, hang on a second. Right, turn it up. Can you hear each other? Right, count to 10.
No, I'm sucking on my e-cigarette.
One,
I can't hear him.
Two.
We're just seeing if they can hear each other.
Because they could last week.
They could last week. Go on, turn it up.
Nine.
Did you hear all of the numbers, Lucy?
Yes, I did.
So, screw you, kids. You don't know nothing, Sam. You're fired. But before you go, could you turn their fader down? You two chat. Get it on with each other. Get horny. Get sexy. This is the late night alternative. We've made love happen. We're going to make a baby. We're going to have a baby on the show. This is what it's all about.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.